Hi everyone, welcome to Maple Pod episode 4. Today we have a guest, Mr. Chili.
Hey.
We got Lumber.
Hello.
Ari.
Hi.
Tidy.
I'm just chilling up in this joint.
He chills with joints. And then we got me.
Chilling with joints is the best.
Yeah, it's illegal though. So let's not do joints. let's instead hop into well, actually, let's talk about some just games we've been playing recently.
What?
Chili, have you been playing any games besides Minecraft lately?
Oh, you are one to talk, buddy. Boo.
Yeah, I've been playing Binding of Isaac Rebirth quite a bit lately.
Oh, sweet. Huh? And do you like it? It's like, you streamed it the other day, didn't you? Well, I guess today.
He streamed it today.
Yeah.
Today.
James, do you freaking day. Not keep up?
Oh my goodness. It would be the other day.
I'm sorry,
for
guys.
Everybody
I have
listening.
To go for my pedicure right now. I don't have time to play video games.
No. You see, every viewer listening to this video, it is the other day for them that Chili mm-hmm. streamed.
Well, what day is it today, James?
Oh my goodness. It's still the other day. It's 12:05 a.m.
Okay,
GG, that's right, son.
Right?
Yeah. How was your week, James? Or, like, month?
Well, obviously, I'm a little salty.
What?
Saltine chips?
No. It's been good. I blew up the nether hub.
Dude, okay, I haven't watched that episode yet.
Mistakes were made. Jesus. You know how I burnt down my house? It's basically the same thing.
Are you doing it on purpose?
No, I wasn't. Xenostorm, one of my viewers, awesome guy, suggested that I blow up the TNT, like blow up the Nether instead of mining it out.
Oh, we talked about this guy. He was an idiot.
No. He was not. He was a nice kid. Great guy. His idea wasn't the best though.
Yeah. So, terrible idea.
Yeah.
So an idiot.
No.
Ouch.
If you haven't seen the video, basically I cut off the arm to save the body. If that makes sense. Mm. That's the only hint I'm giving you.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But otherwise, it was good.
Just James nice. Really likes fire. It's fine.
I make things burn. Anyways, Ari, how's your week been?
It's been good. I've been working from home, actually. So I've been recording a little bit over my lunch breaks.
Oh, GG.
Yeah, it's been fun. Played some Mega Man X. Been really, really enjoying that. Played The Long Dark. I did some Maples. It's been good.
I watched your Long Dark.
Huh?
I love it.
I haven't seen it yet.
You.
No spoilers, please. Well, you can't.
Okay, well, he's trying to survive.
In my backyard, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Is it exciting?
It's pretty exciting.
Or is it scary?
More exciting than scary.
No, okay.
It's terrifying. James, are you sleeping over there?
No. I'm just problem solving.
Okay.
Hey, Lumber, what have you been doing in the past few weeks?
There you go.
Well, mostly Mabel, really. I mean, I've released a new schedule and I've been keeping that on track with a lot of progress.
GG.
How do you do it? You hardly have any free time.
Hardly have any free time. What you talking about?
Guys, today we were like, oh, we should do a podcast. And Ari's like, well, we know Lumber will be free.
Not my fault. I blame New Zealand economy. It's fine.
So funny. Lumber is always ready to hang out. It's the best.
True that.
That ain't a bad thing.
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
And Chili, how was your week, you penguin? Oh, wait, we've already talked to you. Tidy.
Wait, we didn't really. We asked him if he's been gaming anything, because that's what the document said.
That's really all we care about Chili. My week was good. It's been busy. No, it's actually been super busy, but it's been a good busy. Okay, so some people in the MapleCraft chat are, like, depressed about 2015. I'm so freaking hyped for it.
Dude, it's been great.
2015 is where it's at, guys. Straight up. It's the year of the...
That one.
The century. One animal, it's the year of the century. Yeah, it's the year of the dragon. No, I don't know. Hold on. No, but it's been good so far. I'm like starting to get a schedule down, which is super sweet. So yeah. A year in and I'm finally getting a schedule.
I was so good at being scheduled when I started YouTube and now it's just not at all.
Yeah, I finally picked it up again and I think it's going good.
Once you let loose, I feel like it's a little bit like weight. You know, like if you're keeping yourself in shape, it's like you're doing pretty good. As soon as you just let go for one meal, game over.
Game over.
Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of a backtrack. 2015 is the year of the goat, apparently.
Oh, we got to play speedrunners.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's that got to do with a goat?
Oh, you shrimp.
Have you never played speedrunners with the goat?
Get on our level, James.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. No. I remember now.
/ goat. I can't make the noise.
Yeah. It was good. James, we talked about your week, right?
No, we talked about me burning down the Nether Hub. But it's been good. As you said, actually, 2015 so far has been legit. Mm-hmm. Like, got the schedule down. I'm uploading every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and sometimes Saturdays.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday's really tough to get an episode up because Friday's at work all day. But,
Are you still working at the bank counting people's money?
All day, every day.
Are you liking it?
Oh, it's awesome. It's fantastic. I really like it. The people are awesome. It's sweet. Yeah.
Can you guys hear that? I'm just pouring a bottle of Coke. Don't worry about it.
No. Well,
I couldn't hear it till you pointed it out.
Okay. And you kept. We can all hear that.
Yeah, but otherwise my week was great.
That's good.
2015 is great, yeah.
Perfect. Nice.
And snoozing.
I thought you guys had like kicked me out of hosting, so Jay, you know what? I'll just
kick
you out.
Nope.
Are
you going to like drink some Red Bull? Drink some Red Bull before we start or something.
He's not enough.
We're not changing the host. We may be changing our Minecraft name soon.
Oh. Wait, I want to talk about MapleCraft.
You just zigzagged over like two freaking sections.
I know there's nothing there, but let's talk about it, please.
Oh, goodness.
No, I know it's a blank space.
Where's a knife?
But can we please talk about the fact that Chili, tell him, explain.
Explain what, Heidi?
Oh, don't leave me hanging. Seriously, you know what?
Well, I'm going to be having a channel relaunch, this week, when this episode goes live.
Yep.
It should be. My new channel should be live, hopefully.
What's your new channel?
It is Dang It's Chili.
Dang It's Chili.
Dang It's Chili.
How did you come up with that name?
I just put words together. Chili, and then I just thought how you can emphasize the cold.
Oh. I never thought of it that way.
That's a good idea.
That's sweet.
Yeah. That's how I came
so
up with
channel relaunch. Mm-hmm. You and I were talking a little earlier, and you kind of have a plan. You're not going to be able to like pump out crazy content, but you're hoping to get like regular content out, hey?
Yeah. MapleCraft and Binding of Isaac every week.
Yeah. That's sweet. I'm back into MapleCraft, freaking loving it, like legit. I was, I've been doing modded for a while, and then, I don't know, do you guys get tired of modded?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
it gets tiring a bit quickly.
Yeah, so I was loving modded, and I still, like, I really enjoy Flyboys big time, but when, just something about vanilla, I don't know. It brings me back every time.
Same.
So, I'm pretty pumped. Town Hall's finished. Thank you, Lumber.
Yeah.
Looks so good.
Now we just play Death Games. Chili and Tidy.
Well, yeah. So, Chili and I, we wired it up. That episode actually never went live. But it's all wired.
It's
And I think we have part of the items ready. So Death Game should be good in a couple days, which will be sweet to get rolling.
We're going to be hunting you down.
Ooh, mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just need to set up the armor.
Yeah.
Tidy.
I know. I'm working on it. See, Kay, I'm just not sure which armor will be the best to keep it balanced. We're going to have to figure it out, but I don't know.
Balanced and it'll unique. Be good.
Yeah. Maybe pumpkin heads. Should we do pumpkin heads?
We could.
Okay.
Different.
No, terrible. That's
awful. Yeah.
What? Let's do pumpkin heads. All right. So it looks like we just lost James.
We did.
Here's the question. Do you think he rage quit? And he's like, screw it. They don't care about me.
I think he did. Either that or he fainted. Both are like
one or the other.
I think it's that one.
Maybe the robe was cutting off his circulation or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Around his waist. Most likely. All right, so for Minecraft news, it's been actually a crazy week. So the first thing let's talk about, and I know Ginge in MapleCraft is going to be pumped about this, name change is going to be a thing soon. As far as I know, February 4th is going to be the name change day. Rip sleep on February 3rd, I think.
None of us most likely. Be sleeping.
No, I'm not sleeping. Dude, February 3rd, I got a couple names that I'm going to try to get.
Likewise.
We're not going to want to say any names that you're going to try to get, so.
Yeah. I'm trying to get Ty Designs.
Oh, sick! You're not going to get it, okay? I checked for Tidy. Tidy's taken, so that sucks.
Of all these names.
I know, seriously. It's the worst.
Oh, actually, hold up.
Mm-hmm.
Are we paying for these names?
No. So the name change is free. If you change from one name to another, it's free. But yeah, if you're like to make a new account, it'll obviously cost.
Right. So what are you doing? Are you just trying to make a name change?
Well, I got like 3 or 4 copies of Minecraft.
Right.
So I'm just going to make some name changes, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like I would, I don't know. You guys all.
Don't say names out loud.
No. I know. You hate on my name, like you hate the 653.
Mm-hmm.
I love the 653.
What?
And everybody is like, James, you can do a name change. And we're not saying what I would change to, but everybody wants me to do a name change, and I don't want a name change, man.
You're keeping 653.
James Bond 653.
But
you wild man. You could go to something like Tarzan in the Wild. Or something like that.
But then I'd have to rename my channel. Mm-hmm. Like that's the real issue, is renaming your channel.
Can you rename your channel on YouTube? Can you change the URL once it's set?
Nope. Once you set it, it's locked.
Well, that's it. That decides it, James.
No, but see, I don't care. Like, I'm very happy with my name, so.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I don't know. Lumber, you're hoping on picking up a couple names, hey? A
few names.
Didn't you say a few names?
Yeah, I did in the chat, but I'm not going to repeat them.
Oh, yeah, no. Obviously not. All right, obviously you're sticking with the Railatron.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with
the Railatron. You're not really looking to change anything?
No, I'm pretty happy. I might change the camera account.
Chili, you could change yours.
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
Yeah, I'll try and change both of them.
He's changing it to Mr. Chili, MC Gamer.
And mm-hmm. Scratch Bum.
Mm-hmm.
So the other one's going to be X Trick Shop 360 X No Trick.
Not like you've ever been able to get one. Yeah, I actually think, I'm surprised you haven't. Well, actually, can I say I'm surprised they're letting you change your name as often as they're letting them?
Once a month? I think that's pretty decent.
I know, but who needs to change their name once a month? You know?
It still keeps a track of previous account names, so it doesn't really matter. So say if they wanted to avoid like a VAC ban or whatever, then it doesn't really.
I think what you could run into, though, is a lot of like fake B00s, right?
Oh, yeah,
or,
of course.
And it's like fake B00 1000, and then once that gets old, they switch to MC Gamer real account, or like I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of, like, I think Google has it implemented where you can only change your name a certain amount of times, like that's attached to your Gmail, before they won't allow it anymore. But to like OpenEnd, you can change your name as much as you want once a month. I don't know. I find it often.
I don't think it would really affect famous people. Say like Etho, a simple name like that, then it's mm-hmm. easy to remember. But if you take B00100, that might be easy to
okay, pick. Hold up. So can we like there would be the name changes going on. Is everybody going to have to change their name? Or because of the name we have now? Okay.
You can, yeah, you can.
If you want.
Mm-hmm.
It is completely optional.
Okay, so like,
you can change with the season. So if you want to be like Santa James Bond 653, you can for during Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And then you'd lose James Bond 653, but
B-Dubs is going to go for B-Dubs.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. But then his old name, he might stick on a camera account. That's
what I would do. No, I bet you B-Dubs is taken. Maybe not. Who knows? I don't know. It'll be interesting what everyone takes. What's your take on it, Ari?
I don't know that I have a take. I think it's a cool thing, but I'm not worried about it. Like,
yeah,
going to be an issue for impersonation. As much as that's going to be an issue, it's already an issue. And it's not going to be any worse. Because lots of servers let you just pick a nickname already.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of those minigame servers, you just pick a nickname.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I understand. Like, if you bought Minecraft when you're 12 and it's like Brony123.
Or SS underscore Dude. 24 underscore SS or whatever.
Yeah, whatever that one is. I understand why you'd want to switch in that case.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It'll be interesting. I think trolling might get worse.
I think I will be buying another account just for this, though, to get a couple names down.
To float names around?
Yeah. Well, I need a camera account either way that I've been planning on getting. I'm assuming the name that I want, I think, is taken. But
oh, yeah.
If I could get it, that'd be sick.
Mr. Blonde, right?
No.
Yeah, just get James Blonde.
Seriously. James Blonde.
The name's James.
Best
name.
That
would be sweet. Dinner Bone?
Dinner Bone!
Did you guys see these tweets?
Yeah,
I did. Well, yeah, I did. He tweeted out something about the Wither. First off, he tweeted he's working on 1.9.
Yes.
Then he tweeted about how the code for the Wither is crashing. And then he explains that 1.9 has to do with something with the Wither. Like, it has a mechanic involving the Wither. And that that's all he's really going to say. But it's been something he's been wanting to add for years, he said.
Yeah, when he said that, I don't know if you guys knew this. He was originally going to create, I think it was, this is disregarding game mode 3, 4 game modes on top of Adventure, Creative, and Survival. I was thinking he was going to create that, but I don't know if that's possible.
Do you know what the game mode was?
No, I can't remember. I tried to Google.
Because that sounds like a boring addition.
It was some hardcore thing. It was interesting.
See, I think there's more than just Withers that's going to be happening. That's super crucial because, so his one tweet says, as to why I was poking around in the Wither, he has something that I needed, which will be important to my 1.9 plans. And then he said, my idea for 1.9 is something I've wanted to add for years now, but I've never gotten the time. I'll be happy if I can actually pull it off. And then he said, I don't want to spoil anything that isn't 100% going to happen, absolutely guaranteed, for reals. But I can, however, say that it will involve K.
And yeah, that was just the a letter tease, C. though.
Yeah.
That was just a tease.
No, yeah, but I think that letter C actually, like, it could either be cauldrons, it could be caves, it could be, I don't think it's a change to creative. But I was thinking, could you imagine if they improved caves a ton?
Oh, that would be my dream come true.
Yeah, like Generation. Like stalactites and that other one.
They've already implemented the whole 1.8 Generation thing, so if they do another retake on Generation,
yeah,
I don't think
there's no way.
Yeah, I doubt it.
there's no way this one will be generation. And it can't be mobs either, because they just went ahead and added mobs too. Mm-hmm. Unless they're adding passive mobs.
Cows.
Wither cows.
No.
The cows flying are confirmed.
I think it's chicken cows.
That might be.
CC is what he was trying to say.
No, I legit, though, think the C stands for something. And oh, obviously, it's like a hardcore tease, and who knows where it'll lead.
With the mugs?
I was wondering, it would be cool if it was cauldrons, and there was like you like casting spells. So you just throw different ingredients into the cauldron, and then you can do something.
Basically an interpretation of Thorncraft.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what I'd love to see is something done with witches, whether that's like... Just to improve them, because they don't do anything. Like, they spawn in their witch hut, and that's it.
They don't do anything? Have you ever met one?
Well, like, they're...
they throw stuff
the worst, dude.
No, what I'm trying
Have
to say
Have you ever met one in UHC?
What I'm trying to say is they created a place for them. It's like, witches are all swampy. Like, they're all in the swamp. They got their huts out there. But then there was nothing else. Like, yes, they're a difficult mob, but I would love to see more. Like...
But that's like all mobs.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If you take the same energy, then I don't know. With
something for adventurers.
I feel like I agree before they made witches part of the normal spawn. But now that witches are just a mob that happens.
Yeah. I think it's pretty as much as it can go, honestly.
But... It'd be sweet if it's something with cauldrons. Are you talking like interaction or something like that?
Almost. Like, I don't know. I'm thinking of Paul, not Paul, Pause on Pause.
Yeah.
Like, the reason he doesn't play Minecraft is because it has nothing for adventurers, which I would agree. Like, take example, the feudal pack with the mods that we had installed for adventuring.
Not much for a Railatron.
Not much for Ari.
Like, and that's the exact same thing with vanilla Minecraft, is it doesn't have much for the adventurers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what me and my little brother were talking about, actually, is if they had, like, a volcanic biome with some type of temple inside the volcano, like, that would be so cool. I mean, now we're just, like, dreaming here, but...
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, back on track.
Hey, now.
That is on track.
Yeah, you jerk.
Spiraled out of control.
So,
I did not spiral.
No, he didn't. I'm pretty hyped for... 1.9. I hope it's going to be good. And can I say I hope it's not... I hope it's not command blocks.
It won't be.
Oh,
that would be the minority of players that actually use them. And they'll
but that's what most of the updates have been lately.
Mm-hmm.
True, actually.
No, it can't be command blocks. It's not going to be.
They're always focusing towards the majority, and they've already updated a lot of syntax to do with command blocks / commands, haven't they? So I'm guessing they've cleared that error. If they were going to do anything with commands, they'll throw
one,
it to
1.8. One would hope.
One would hope.
It'll be interesting.
It makes a lot of sense now that Heidi says it.
We will see.
There's no way, because it said Dinnerbone said he was working on something that he's been wanting to add for years.
I know, but also, here's the thing.
Which also involved the Withers code.
Yeah, but you're talking about programmers.
Yeah, he's a programmer. What would he get excited about? Some piece of code in a command block.
Yeah.
I'm a programmer. I think the same way. That would hype me up if I was coding the game. But as somebody who wants to play it and not make maps, it bums me out a lot.
Yeah. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting.
Either way, I'm excited to see what they do. The only thing I hope is they don't drag it out like they did 1.8.
True that.
I don't think they can. People are already...
Oh, I think they can. I don't think they can afford to, but I think they can do it.
Well, obviously, they can drag it out.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think they... Like, the fans will be upset. Now, whether they care a whole lot, I don't know. But the fans will be upset. But I don't know. I trust them. I think it'll be good. Let's just hope it's not command blocks.
I trust Mojang. I trust Dinnerbone. I don't trust Microsoft.
Dude, Microsoft released this new EULA, though.
I know.
Yeah. Microsoft's around the outside as far as I think.
That was my segue.
I know it was. So I went with it.
Shut down. yeah.
Usually you guys
James.
Commend me for my segues.
It was
keep going.
I need to be commended. Okay, anyways.
Well done, James. We're proud of
Microsoft just announced that with this new EULA that you are allowed to upload Microsoft content, but you're not allowed to have the name of the game in the title. But Minecraft is excluded from this.
Yeah.
Because they know that Minecraft was made big because of YouTube.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
That shows that we are actually swaying their opinion, and that is what matters, really. So we do actually have input.
No, but we're not actually swaying their opinion.
No, because that was just part of the agreement from Mojang.
Was it?
Like with Notch, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, dude, if we were swaying their opinion or their plans, they wouldn't keep Minecraft excluded. There wouldn't need to be a reason for Minecraft to be excluded from this EULA. All games would be equal to Minecraft if we were actually swaying their thoughts.
Yeah.
The fact that we can't put a game title in the video,
that
it just doesn't make sense to me.
There's a lot of worrying sections to this. There's you can't basically anything that a large number of people find offensive, we can take down. If we ever want to use any of your content from a Microsoft game in a video, you don't get any money. We just get to do whatever with it. And you can't say boo. You ought to put a big
copyright info in the description. Yeah.
Yeah. There's nasty stuff in here.
Yeah, there's a lot of nasty stuff. Not allowed to have something about the logo. You can't have the game logo in your thumbnail, I think.
Legit?
Oh, really? I missed that.
Am I the only one that thinks that is a double negative? Because if they're allowing you to actually upload the content, how are you going to
publish this? I'm trying to find the EULA. I'll look it up.
It's in the doc.
Yeah. Because I'm pretty sure I read that you can't have the logo.
You can't use any of Microsoft's trademarked logos or names except in the ways described in the pages linked. Please don't use actual logos from the Microsoft game as part of your items logos. So that's not really thumbnails.
You think thumbnails are excluded?
Yeah, thumbnail's not a logo, it's a thumbnail. So they'd be saying if you were red versus blue, don't use Halo in your your banner on your website, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but you can put Halo's logo in your thumbnail.
Yeah, thumbnail's different than a logo.
You think so?
I think so. You'd have to read much more carefully than I'm doing right now.
Wait, I just noticed something which I find hilarious. So I'm reading through this EULA rules thing with Xbox. And they did like that. For the email, it's gamevids@microsoft.com. Do they not have implementation to deal with spam that they have to resort to this asterisk thing?
That's amazing.
Like, let's... Oh, my.
I don't get it.
Basically, maybe Microsoft. Yeah.
Microsoft's like, we don't want to get a bunch of spam to our email, so we're going to, instead of putting the at symbol, we're going to put the asterisk. I freaking want to submit this email to a bunch of spam lists.
I know. That's funny. I see. Okay.
They're asking for it, man. That's hilarious.
That is kind of funny. I just saw that. That's kind of... Like, usually big companies... Like, I've seen a bunch of little guys do this because they don't want spam or whatever.
Yeah.
But a big company should have A, support, B, some kind of filter. I mean, come on. It's Microsoft. Yeah, don't tell me they don't have the budget, because that's BS.
They don't do. They spent it all.
Oh, yeah. On
remember they bought Minecraft.
They bought Notch's house for him.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty expensive.
He beat out Jay-Z.
Did he?
Yeah, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. Jay-Z and his Mrs.
Beyonce or whatever?
Yeah, it was definitely Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Wait, what about that?
Notch sniped the house from under them.
No way.
Yeah, the whole pad. Hey, man.
Oh, that is so dope.
So cherry.
Can you imagine? Notch just walks in. Yeah, here we go. I want the house. I just pictured Jay-Z and Beyonce sitting down, almost ready to sign. It didn't go down this way. But they're like getting ready to sign for the house. Notch walks in. I'd like the house. Jay-Z, and they're like, who is this fool? Plops down the money and it's his.
In cash.
Yeah, here we go. Mad stacks.
Microsoft says nerd, hi. Baby.
Hashtag YouTube money.
Yeah, that's right. Except not YouTube at all.
Well, he got it all from YouTube.
I guess. Roundabout. No, he didn't get the money from YouTube. No.
From
you know what I'm saying.
I know what you mean. Ari.
Hi.
I think it's you next.
Hi.
Well, I posted that Mega Man X video today. Mm-hmm. And I think it was the Beast. So shout out if it was you. If it wasn't you, sorry, whoever it was.
Shout out to this guy.
Yeah, go check the comments on the video and watch the video while you're there.
And leave a like.
And,
and a
subscribe.
And a favorite.
He commented something essentially like, you know, sometimes like
I have it here.
Graphics really just don't make a better game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if anybody has like a strong opinion on that in the group.
Well, to be honest, then, if we're talking about like next-gen graphics, take... Oh, jeez, I'm bad with game names. What was the one you were playing, Chili? Don't murder me, please.
Binding of Isaac.
Binding of Isaac. That isn't exactly top-notch graphics compared to, say, Battlefield 4. Obviously, it's completely different industries, but they're both equally entertainment value, aren't they? So I guess that would kind of sway my opinion.
Okay, but let's talk about
I have
first
an
persons,
opinion.
Then.
I have an opinion.
Okay, Tidy, what?
I think it highly depends on the game that it is. For instance, a first-person shooter, if it's GoldenEye graphics again, I'm sorry, but I'm playing...
Everyone would play GoldenEye.
I'm playing someone else. I'm playing Advanced Warfare, or I'm playing CSGO, or whatever.
You madman.
Because those are better graphics, but... Because I think that's part of the experience with FPS.
Okay, but CSGO is not what I would call amazing graphics.
No, it's not amazing graphics, but it's definitely better than GoldenEye. Like, if it was GoldenEye or CSGO, I'm going CSGO because of the graphics.
Yeah, but those are different consoles, isn't there? Say GoldenEye, I don't know, I played that on the
But we're saying all other things being equal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, it doesn't really matter about will you not play a game because the graphics are bad? And I say it depends on the type of game.
Even then, would it be more content-wise? Oh, yeah, there's so many factors that could sway an actual opinion. But for FPSs, I would say the better the graphics, the better the gameplay.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I think I disagree, man. I think good graphics are often used as a crutch to mask mediocre gameplay. I'm going to put it out there.
It can be a crutch, but it can be a huge, huge, huge asset.
Yeah.
It can work for immersion.
Which I think you need with FPS.
I don't think you do.
You don't?
Because CSGO isn't immersive.
To
CSGO is exciting. It's exhilarating. It's a lot of fun. But I don't think it's immersive.
Dude, when I'm in CSGO, I freaking think I'm part of the... Video Game High School or whatever, VGHS.
Oh, such a good... Oh, yes.
I was watching the intro of that, and they're, like, on the rooftop, and they're in the game.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's me. That's me when I play CSGO. So you don't... Okay. So Ari thinks graphics don't matter.
No, I think they can help, but I think they're often used as a crutch.
Okay.
So you think they could be used as a mask as opposed to just a... crud storyline.
I think being able to spend a ton of money on your graphics makes you lazy on your gameplay.
Okay.
I think it's plaguing AAA titles.
But it could also... I don't know, things like Battlefield 4, which I find both beautiful via graphics and via gameplay, like interactive maps and everything.
Dude, games Battlefield like that, 4 is crap.
But it's so broken,
Battlefield 4,
dude.
Really?
They polished a shiny turd and sold it to you.
Yeah, Battlefield 4 is terrible.
Hold up on that, though. Battlefield 3 is still an amazing-looking game. At least it was when it came out. And Battlefield 3 is by far one of the best FPS ever.
Oh, and I still think Battlefield overrules Call of Duty any day. If we're doing
absolutely.
James's opinions does not reflect that of MapleCraft.
Okay, hold up. I have an opinion on this then. For me, some of the... Again, I wouldn't consider myself a gamer, as you guys have picked up from this podcast. I look at a game, and graphics is a huge deal for me to try the game. That's actually one of the things that I hated about Minecraft. I was avidly preaching how stupid Minecraft was while never playing it, just because I thought it looked bad. I was like, well, there's no graphics in it. It sucks. And then after playing it, I realized that it was better. But if you want me to try a game, it needs to visually look good. I've been wanting to get into a racing game, so I've been cycling through a ton of them. And if it doesn't have good graphics, I just pass by. I don't even consider it anymore.
Again,
and I think
it's
people like James
genres.
Is why it's used as a crutch.
Yeah.
And no, I don't agree. I feel like graphics are just as important in most cases as gameplay.
No.
Obvious. Kind of.
What game do you play? What game do you play that has very poor graphics? Obviously Minecraft. What else?
I don't even have Steam installed.
Okay, now we have to define what do you mean by very poor?
Like, let's talk like 8-bit or just like crap, 16-bit. Just like garbage. Even up to Nintendo 64.
Okay. Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
On your DS.
Mega Man X.
No, on the N64. I was playing it on the N64.
Okay.
Recently? Within the last 3 months.
Okay, now would you prefer it with better graphics?
Well, yeah, I got that on the 3DS. Now it has better graphics, but I was fine. I didn't know that was a thing. That's just a bonus. But like GoldenEye, I went and I beat the game again. Or not beat it, but I got super close to beating it again. And that was on the N64. Just, again, 6 months ago. Just because I thought it was a great game.
Okay.
Yeah, Tidy, if I could give you the option of a CSGO, but with Battlefield 4 looking graphics, but the game is not as good, or CSGO as it is now, which do you take?
How bad's the gameplay in the Battlefield version?
So you've never played Battlefield?
No, I have, and I haven't liked it.
Okay.
It's just a difference, because I think I don't like it because you have to like lead with the bullets and stuff like that, and there's like bullet drop or whatever you call
that. Okay, so let's introduce bullet lead and bullet drop into CSGO, but with better graphics. Which do you take?
CSGO with better graphics.
No. Bogus. See, you're just saying that
gameplay
to,
every
you're
time.
Just saying that every to time. Prove your point.
No, straight up. I want to take bullet lead. Or bullet
still,
drop.
It's all good and well discussing two different things, but it depends on genre. Well, say I
chili,
said like NFS2 versus Forza 5. Which one would you? Because James, I know you're into racing games.
I'd take Forza 5.
Exactly.
What was the first one, Lumber? I didn't hear it.
Need for Speed 2, NFS.
Oh,
I mean,
I think racing games is probably, I don't play them, but so I feel like that's one where graphics would matter huge.
It's my point. It depends on genre. That's the whole thing is going to sway my opinion, but it's kind of
stupid. Even that, I would go for Need for Speed.
What?
Yep.
Why? What?
I'm actually, I love
it's
Need for
late
Speed.
As night. Chili doesn't know what he's talking about. No, it's like six in the morning. It's six in the morning.
It's seven.
NFS 2 was like released before the century, and
here's the thing. So, like, so you guys know I'm into Town of Salem right now. It's like terrible graphics, but the gameplay is good.
Yeah,
a game like that doesn't need good graphics. Hmm. But if it's an FPS, if it's a driving simulation, if it's actually probably even just a simulation game, better graphics is usually a positive.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, SimCity 2000, great game, but I wish SimCity 2000 had the graphics of SimCity with the non-DRM thing. I'd love it. But then there's games like Papers, Please. Right? And I think, Ari, you and I were talking about this.
Oh, the game's so good.
Awesome game. Terrible graphics.
It's pretty mediocre.
But that's not a game that needs good graphics. But I feel simulation ones, yeah, I don't know. It brings me in, though. I love graphics, so.
Okay, DayZ. Would you say DayZ has good graphics?
I would say they're decent for the state of the game that it's at. I would say they're decent.
For the state of the game it's at? Like,
I'd say they're kind of brutal, but
like
okay.
Like early access.
Yeah,
they're pretty bad.
Okay, but it's not really early access. They just say that. Like, the game's been development for
so, yeah, no. Doesn't count anymore. You've been working on it too long.
Yeah, so that's a game that people love for gameplay, obviously, because it's doing so well still in Steam.
Here's the thing, though. You guys are comparing DayZ development speed compared to AAA titles. That's what you're doing, you know? Like, you're taking, look, they're pumping out Battlefield.
Ever.
No. Okay, what other game is like DayZ that from a year and it was like, it was basically fit? Because people are expecting DayZ to be a completed game right now. That's the way people are acting in the comments of the Steam page and all that.
I'm not expecting it to be finished. I'm expecting it to be past the mod that it started from, what was that, 2 years ago?
Yeah. A long time ago, yeah.
But they're also developing the mod part of it, too.
No, they quit doing that like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Taddy Ari's right.
Yeah, they haven't released an update for that mod since they released the standalone.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
No, I guess another good example is Cube World, where it was used as a crutch, like amazing graphics. And granted, I didn't play. Yeah.
No, it was also good gameplay, but the developer just pieced out.
Was it?
No, he didn't piece out.
Are you kidding me? He didn't piece out.
Because
no, he didn't. He didn't.
The odd random update video once every million years.
That's piecing, in my opinion.
Watch the videos. No, he's just developing at his own pace, which is fine when you're not making promises. He has never once said, I'm going to release once a month.
Why they see they've made.
When you have a mod at point X, and then you release a standalone that's X minus like 80% of your progress, and then never even reach where point X was, that's crap.
I don't know, dude.
They've made promises, though, about releasing it, and they still don't. And
which
then
promises?
They also do shifty things.
Which promises?
Like, right before the Christmas sale, they raise their price, and the sale goes, so really nothing changed.
Which is illegal in the UK.
No,
actually.
I'm pretty sure the raise of the price was Steam switching from Canadian currency. I'm pretty sure. Because
it changed for everyone. They bumped the price.
Yeah, the UK launched some kind of little suit against them because it's illegal.
Yeah.
To change a price, then change it, then put it on sale.
Okay.
I remember reading about that.
Name a store that doesn't do that. I worked at Sobeys. They did that all the time, dude.
It's not illegal in Canada.
And it's shifty everywhere else, too.
Yeah.
I worked at Canadian Tire. We did it. Still shifty.
Dude, you worked at Canadian Tire?
Yeah, baby.
I didn't know this.
Okay, wait. I'm getting back to this whole Cube World thing. So Ari says, no. He can develop at his own pace because it's okay. But DayZ, it's like, no, they have to have it done.
The main virtue
they don't
is
have to
don't
have it done. They need
promises.
To make some real progress. They need to meet some of their goals. They need to show some reason to be charging way too much money for a game that's regressed.
Is it way too much money? I would say console games are way too much money. $70
well,
bucks for a game.
Well, I agree with you on that too. Yeah.
For like 30, I think it's 30 US for DayZ.
It's $38 right now.
For Canadian. The Canadian dollar is crap right now. I'm pretty sure it's 30 US. I think that's $30 American for that game. I think it's fine. People will go spend $15 on 2 hours of entertainment at a movie.
Early access for a game that, here, this is something that I started working on. It's basically an idea. Pay me half of what full ticket.
I'm all right with it.
Not only that, people that did. People that backed it right at the beginning had to rebuy DayZ.
And that is just complete scumbaggery from the devs.
Like, that's happened once, maybe even twice.
I can't believe you guys are defending Cube World Dev, though, compared to DayZ.
Because
really been into Cube World anyway. So
because Cube World.
I've never played it.
He was releasing at his own rate, just doing videos. The internet decided, hey, this is a thing we want really bad. And so we said, okay, fine, here it is, just on my website, a little place where you can pay me some money and have it if you want it so bad. So the internet bought it, went nuts, said, all right, give me more. And he said, well, no, I never, no.
Yeah,
that's
I've never
developing
developed
slowly
at
my
pace.
Own pace. And okay. then I just decided, okay, I'm done with it, because you didn't meet my preconceived expectations, not ones you set for yourself. That's where I see the difference.
I don't know. So he pieced for like 6 months. He was gone. Nowhere on Twitter.
Which is what he'd done for the whole time that he's been developing this game. He'd show up once every 6 months.
But this guy would have gotten millions. He knew that going in. This guy would have gotten millions.
He's not in for the money, Tidy. He's
not. No, but here's the thing. So then, on the website, did it say, just so you know, I develop super slow?
No. Would you put that on your game?
Yeah, that's the whole pattern, the whole time.
I definitely, if I was planning on developing at my own pace super slow, I'd definitely put that on the website.
Oh, there's no way, because that just kills any fan base.
It is on his website.
You know what?
His
fan base is destroyed.
It's on his website.
Was it on his website before he got in a bunch of garbage?
Well, that, none of us
know.
Remember
super clearly. We could use a Wayback Machine and check, but it's not worth the time. But I know right when it was in the heyday, it was on his website then, or just when it started to come out.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know on his website it has always said, so-and-so, we're a software development studio of two people. I know that's always been said on there. Because I was pumped about Cube World. And then I bought it, and it was just like the development was gone.
No, the development was never there. That's the thing.
I felt it was there.
It wasn't. It never was. He just released it like, this is where it's at. You can have it.
Okay.
DayZ was a mod that was progressing, making progress, mm-hmm. caught on, got big. He made the money, said, hey, I'm going to rewrite it. It sucked, and now it's just kept sucking.
I don't agree with it sucking. There's bugs.
Compared to where the mod
just hear
was?
Me out. Oh, compared to where the mod was, totally different. Yes, I agree. I wish it was at the point where the mod was. Is.
Yeah, I don't mean the game sucks. I just mean compared to where the progress was of the mod to where the standalone is.
100% I agree. But people need to understand, like, he basically rewrote the entire game from, like, bottom up. And it's not like, and I know you know this, sorry, it's not a copy-paste type of deal either, you know? So, yes, DayZ would have gotten millions as well. And they, their dev has been slow. But when I buy an early access game, I expect it to be slow. Personally, in my opinion. But maybe I'm just not always expecting a bunch. Because I'm just like, whatever.
I also have beef with just the early access model in general, which
me too.
I'm not going to get into too much. Which but then at least... Oh, yeah. I should be watching the doc, I guess.
Yeah. No. Okay, Ari. I think I see where you're coming from. When I buy a game, I buy it knowing where it's at, and that's that. For instance, I'll talk about it a little more in H1Z1. But or Z1, I guess it's probably technically.
Z is better.
I agree.
Z.
We're all Canadian. Oh yeah, dude, we can all say Z.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. Lumber, what do you Kiwis say over there?
Z. We don't say Z.
Perfect.
Screw the Z.
Love it.
Perfect. Yeah, I don't know. That was a big tangent. All right, I still love you.
What was the conclusion we came to? Do graphics matter?
Do graphics matter? Sometimes, in my opinion. That's Tidy's opinion.
I think it came down to sometimes it can be a crutch and it can also be great.
Mm-hmm.
So we all agreed that everybody's opinion is important.
Wowzers. I say we skip the next one, guys.
Deal.
Okay.
We're pretty much disgusted anyway.
H1Z1. James, do you know much about this game?
I doubt he does.
What is H1Z1?
Okay, so it's this new zombie game that's coming out that's supposed to be a DayZ competitor. Now, here's the thing. I was pumped for it. Because, DayZ has its bugs, like zombies can still walk through buildings. It's kind of frustrating. So H1Z1, I was pumped for. I still am pumped for it. Launch date was January 15th. There was tons of hype for this game. Tons. And people couldn't even get in the game on launch day. Mm. It just was not working. I sat in his stream for 2 hours. Don't ask me why. And the full 2 hours, he was just trying to get into the game. He could not get into the game whatsoever.
Oh, I saw Paul Source tweet about this.
Now, why? This is my question, and then Lumber wants to talk about a few different aspects. My question is, when your game has so much hype, why wouldn't you get enough server power to handle the launch? Because the launch is obviously going to be crazy, right? That's most likely going to be your most, like, intensive resources being used. Why don't they just break the bank on resources so they can actually have a successful launch?
Is H1Z1 backed by somebody who had a bank to break?
That I don't know. There were a bunch of pre-orders.
Yeah,
I know
it's
that.
It's by Sony Online.
Oh, yes, okay. That's right. Yeah, it's by Sony.
Exactly.
Now, as soon as the game launched, so problems. And then I think after probably about 5 hours of problems or whatever, the guy tweets out, just purchased new server hardware, will be installed shortly. No. Why wasn't that installed before?
Well, my thing is, if you're going to do a really hyped up release day, then you've got to nail it, because that's when you're going to get most attention, and it's just going to plateau after that, especially if you crud it up.
Yeah, the internet loves to hate on a lousy launch.
Yeah. Is this stuff cloud servers happening? Or will this be in one of their locations?
Couldn't tell you.
I'm not sure.
Because if it's cloud, what they should do is just put a lot of money on the resources, make sure they'll be like, yeah, we have enough for however many. I don't even care. 1 million people playing at once. And then after launch, they cut it back to whatever's actually needed. I don't know. It was frustrating to me, because I was going to buy this game. I was pumped for it.
Maybe DayZ paid the guys off.
Maybe.
You should use that money to buy some devs to get your game going.
That's right. Don't get me started. So, now on Steam, their reviews, 51% positive. On H1Z1. And most people haven't even been able to log in, and that's why the reviews are that bad.
Wait, still? Like a full 24 hours later?
Yeah, people are still having issues. Like, I was watching this one stream. He was playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? But he was saying he was streaming H1Z1 because he was just trying to get in, and he couldn't get in.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Kind of makes you want to cry.
So let's talk about this early access thing a little bit. Just briefly. Chili, you've been quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sleeping?
No, I'm not.
What's your opinion on early access?
I don't really have an opinion, because I've never got into it. I mostly used to console game, so then coming to PC, I've never actually done anything with early access, so
okay.
I've never gone into anything.
Actually, you play speedrunners.
Yeah.
That's early access.
God.
Is it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like a $10 game as well. Well, I think it's in beta for sure. I don't know if it's technically early access. Yeah, it's early access game.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But that's kind of like a basic game.
Well, even speedrunners screwed themselves up, I think, with early access.
You think so? They're 96% positive.
Really?
They got people riled when they did DLC, though.
They offered DLC, which I don't think they should do, because it's not even a full game yet, and they're already offering DLC for it? Like, are you kidding me?
Well, DLCs is money grabs. Yeah. I personally have never bought a DLC.
Neither. Ever. And I don't think anyone's going to buy it for speedrunners, because they already have so many workshop levels anyway. I mean,
the DLC was character packs, and
yeah,
there was a charity thing attached to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, lots of people loved it.
I didn't get riled about it, but a lot of people did.
It's more for the fan people of the famous YouTubers, because they had Markiplier, PewDiePie, etc.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the DLC?
Yeah, that's the DLCs. Yeah.
Just extra characters.
Yeah, yeah, I got mixed up.
Oh, dude, that's just mobile gaming.
Yeah.
True that.
Microtransactions, baby.
But they gave the bigger half to charity, so.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's true. I don't know, Early access for me, when I buy a game, I've learned from Cubeworld. Cubeworld was my lesson. When I buy a game, I don't expect it to get any further. When I buy a game, I'm like, I'm buying it at its state right now. And if it gets better, sweet. If not, that's life. Because you can never, like, who knows with developers? They can just peace out, you know?
Which is why this whole movement against pre-orders, there's a big rile up about people broken promises over devs and etc.
Is it Kony 2012 the second?
Kony is 2016, yeah.
Nice. I don't know. The internet makes me chuckle. Yeah. All these petitions that will never go anywhere. James, what were you going to say?
I personally have a beef against early access because everybody's doing it wrong. This is how I think it should go down. If you're going to do an early access, offer the game for a discounted price, but give people the benefits, kind of like how Minecraft did it. Notch offered the game, for like 10 bucks or something?
Five at the beginning, right?
Five at the beginning, and ever since, people have been getting updated. The game came out. It was a huge success. And he gave them benefits and stuff like that. But then the only example I can think of at the moment, DayZ sells it out to people. Then they take forever to develop it. And again, with Cubeworld there too. But then they resell it to the same people. Like, it's like, oh, sorry, we're revoking you. Now we're going to sell it to you again. Like, when people keep doing that or offering DLCs, I think they need to freaking complete the game before they can start offering DLCs. Or for selling it for $38.
I think, though, Google started a trend, which isn't a good trend. And it's, you're in beta forever.
Yeah.
Like, how long was Gmail in beta? Like, a lifetime, basically.
Yeah. True that.
It was just forced upon us anyway.
And I feel like now it's just a cop-out. You know, early access, beta, basically the same thing.
Well, you even see that in AAA games shipping with an update as soon as you install it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, well, or for instance, the Wii U. So I bought the Wii U launch day. There was a day one patch. Exactly. Why is there a day one patch? Back with the N64, you couldn't do patches.
No, your system had to work when you sold it.
Exactly. I don't know. I understand the early access. I think it's good for indie developers because if they don't have the money to back the development,
that gives them a kickstart.
It gives them a kickstart, definitely. But I agree with you, James. A lot of them are doing it wrong.
A lot of them are doing it really dirty.
Yeah. And I think it just comes down to greed, ultimately. Like, honestly, DayZ, why is the dev still here? Why don't they just go buy an island and live there?
Like, well, why do you think the updates are so few and far between, man?
Yeah, well, they're just loving life, probably.
Which isn't a bad thing.
Yeah, Lumber's like, invite me.
Trust me, I'll support
but
you.
When the greater body of gamers will reward somebody for coming up with a cool idea, doing the first 5% of the coding and we'll buy it for 60-80% of ticket price. Like, we're just asking to get stolen from.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Totally. I think gamers are a huge, and YouTubers are a huge problem. Wow. They'll buy a game early access, they'll play it, and like, this game's amazing. And they're getting money under the table. Or whatever.
Well, even then, they're not even buying the game. They're getting it given to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, and sometimes it's so easy to tell. I was watching this one YouTuber, and he was, throughout the whole video, man, this game's just amazing. This game's like, wow. And, guys, this game is so fun. I'm like, you bought out much?
Yeah, but how about the way Shadow of Mordor did their early, like, release, like, review copies? That was so cheese.
I don't know anything about that.
But so basically, Shadow of Mordor, when they were ramping up the release, they would only give out review copies to reviewers and Let's Players early.
I heard about this, yeah.
if they would sign the document that they would highlight, I think it was the Nemesis system or something, which when I played the game, I never even noticed. And they couldn't say anything bad about it. Everything had to be positive. They couldn't like relate it to the movies because they wanted it to stand on its own.
Yeah.
Like it was nutty.
I remember hearing about that.
Yeah.
I hear you. I don't know. I think, I mean, early access is the way, it's just the way it is. I'm sorry, internet, but there's no way you're going to change it, ultimately.
Unless we just decide with our pocketbooks to quit supporting
it. But there will always be the guy next to you that will buy it.
That's the problem.
And, I mean, we can all agree, let's not buy any more early access. But there goes the Minecraft guys, and they're buying early access. Oh, well, there goes our stance.
To be honest, you know? I think YouTubers have a different prospect because they are looking from a content point of view. Early access can
and trying to get on top of the next thing, right?
Yeah.
But when they generate all that hype for a game, I don't know, man. It's dangerous.
Yep, totally. I hear you.
Especially if they don't prevail.
Yeah. Like H1Z1 and all their bugs. And but I like
they pay
again,
to win. Cough, cough.
But like bugs aren't a big deal. I think it's just when there's no... It's just bugs, and then, okay, that's what we sold you. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, but with your thing with selling out Tidy, like, I don't think B-Dubs actually did this, but when he came up with that Windcraft series, I thought for sure it's like, dude, he's just selling out here. But, like, after watching him do it for so long, I don't think that's what happened. Mm-hmm. But even if he was, so what? I mean, it's their job. If you want to sell out, sell out. Like, that's actually not that big of a deal.
Yeah, it's not unless you're lying.
Yeah, exactly. If you're getting paid to say good things about a game.
Yeah, if it's actually something you believe in,
absolutely.
Whatever. Except
take
money
for it, for sure.
Yeah. If it's, okay, yeah, you pay me and I'll pretend I like this game, I'm not into that.
Hate it.
Okay, but I've never found a YouTuber that does that.
Ali A.
There's quite a few that do it.
Yeah. Like, I think I've heard accusations tossed at almost every big YouTuber. So
yeah, mm-hmm.
Well, there's always accusations, but
there's always Ali A. Always does it.
I don't know.
Is Ali A.
He's a COD YouTuber.
And what he reviews games or?
Oh yeah, and when Advanced Warfare came out, he said it was amazing and everything, but he got paid to do it. And the same with, I think he did it with Ghost as well.
Ghost was so bad.
Yeah, it was.
It happens a lot with consoles as well. Like Boogie 2988 is actually very open about it. He's like, so Microsoft gave me an Xbox One, but I told them I have to be completely honest with my viewers.
Was that the Francis guy?
Yeah, Francis.
Oh, I love Francis.
So like, and he'll straight up, he'll be like, guys, just so you know, this is a paid whatever. And I respect that.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
But
just
if
be open about it.
Doesn't.
Yeah. Be open about it. But if you're lying about it, like if I thought Speedrunners was the worst game ever, so buggy, and I played it, and I'm like, guys, this game is amazing. It's like, there's hardly any bugs, even though it's in early access. It's so stable. You lose credibility very quickly.
Yeah, and you're just cheating your viewers. And people, they're going to go and buy the game, which is not going to end well in the future.
Yeah, so I don't know, but yeah, early access, yay, it's the way of life now. But I would say if you're buying early access, don't expect a game to be any further than what it is. Yeah. Like Speedrunners in my mind is completed.
Yeah, actually that's true. That's how I see Speedrunners.
Yeah,
I don't expect anything.
I'm not thinking, I wonder what the future of Speedrunners is going to be.
But yeah, we do that for Minecraft, eh?
Minecraft, totally.
Yeah.
But that also doesn't claim it's a whatever.
But Minecraft is something special.
It's a completely genre of its own, I would say.
I'm still waiting for Minecraft 2, but that's just me.
Dude, it's coming. Right after 1.9.
No one says that after 9 it has to go to the next.
Who tweeted that out? I think Dinnerbone. Or Notch. Back when they're like, 1.8's almost out, and then they go to 1.7.10. And everyone's like, shoot! Yeah.
And before they just like start backtracking. 1.9.1.1.
Yep.
And yay.
Yay.
So? Are we still all friends?
No.
No.
I hate you all.
No.
Shoot.
Bye.
Chili talked too much.
Yeah, Chili talked way too much.
Chili.
I'm so sorry, guys.
Granted, it's like it was 5 in the morning or 6 in the morning or whatever.
7 in the morning.
I probably wouldn't talk much either.
Oh, boy.
But. All right, that was an executive decision that someone just... Oh, there we go. We're looking at the Google Doc. James, you looking at the Google Doc?
No, I don't have access to it.
Oh, really?
Fudge sake.
What were you using before?
I was using my phone, but I don't see changes you guys make.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, IRL news. In real life news.
Well, there's
been I see a few.
Who posted this in there?
Me. It was Mormon.
Do we have to talk about this?
Are we actually talking about it? Really? I mean,
you can send glitter to people if you go to shipyourenemiesglitter.com. I had no clue about it.
Really?
Is it bad? Don't go to that site.
It contains swearing.
You'll get a virus. Don't go.
Oh, my God.
That's all
yes,
right.
Tiny, you'll get a virus.
You might. You never know, dude.
Will you?
You could. Yes, have you ever gotten a virus? Have you guys ever gotten viruses?
If you maybe consider malware, then yes.
Malware? Yeah, I consider malware a virus.
Yes.
Why is that a lot of viruses?
Well, I know they're different. Trust me. All the time I get people. I think I got a virus. I'll come check out your computer.
Can you clean my
And then Malwarebytes just wipes it out.
Hell yeah, Malwarebytes pride.
Yeah. Back in the day, one time my dad got a virus. He was losing his mind because he had like super important documents. And this was back in the day when like viruses would hit the news and it's like, and today a worm broke out and it is spreading across PCs, you know?
Well, you still got them. Like, what was the one? Heartbleed? Which got into all the...
Well, yeah. But it doesn't happen. Like, you don't really hear about many anymore.
Unless it's pretty drastic, no.
Yeah. So anyways, my dad was just like losing his mind. So one night I stayed up all night to try to fix it. Got it fixed, finally.
Was he getting those Russian bride pop-ups?
No. I have no idea. I've never seen one.
It's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I'm going to assume so. But viruses are the worst.
Well, I think it's bringing it to an end.
Yeah, I was waiting for Ari to get back. He BRB'd.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, next podcast.
We'll be on time.
We're all ordering pizza.
Oh.
Next podcast, we swear, we'll be on time.
Yeah. So, James, what would on time be?
Sunday.
Sunday. At least an hour.
Sundays.
Late.
That's right. We're doing 2 a month, right?
That's cool.
The reason why there was the delay, obviously, is all the Christmas holidays, and it's just been a little hectic for everyone. So, every other Sunday, podcast, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready. Are you guys ready?
I was born ready.
Hashtag hype.
Hashtag hype.
One thing we should let them know, if you guys have any questions, put them down
below.
Put them in the comments. We're going to ask questions, or we're going to answer questions. So if you guys have like, hey, so what was your favorite game growing up as a child? We'd all talk about that or whatever. Yeah. Whatever you want to ask, go for it in the comments down below. First one to ask a question gets a Smartie.
And Tidy will ship it to you with individual wrapping and a letter.
And a letter. A signed letter.
Yeah.
Wait. Chili, do you guys have Smarties?
Yeah.
What's your Smarties?
I don't know. I don't eat Smarties.
Okay. Just what's a Smartie? It's a candy there.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it a chocolate candy?
Yeah, it's got chocolate in the middle and it's got like a shell around
it. A shell. Okay. In the U.S., Smarties are like our rockets.
Yeah.
Why are the U.S. just
really
begging to be different? Jesus. They just comply with everyone else.
Merca. Because they're Merca.
Do you guys have
rockets? I'm sorry. We'll fight for everything.
You have Smarties? That's me.
I think if that was in a Microsoft video, you wouldn't be able to post that. It's too offensive.
Yeah. James.
We should just spam the thumbnail with Microsoft logos.
Doing it.
There's none of their content, so we're fine.
We're fine. Chili, do you guys have Smarties or rockets?
What do you mean rockets?
Like, no, just the packets of like round, sour things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we do.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, those are the American Smarties. Mind was blown when you go to buy Smarties and you get rockets.
Friggin' America. Worst. Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. Yep. James, you want to wrap it up?
I would love to wrap it up. As Tidy said, leave comments down below. We will be answering questions probably in the next podcast. Chili,
definitely
thank you.
In the next podcast.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. Okay. Chili, thank you for joining us today.
Great to be here.
You should talk way less, dude.
Yeah. Make sure you don't talk that much on your channel.
Oh, yeah.
As Chili said before, if you missed it, he is starting up a new channel. Dang, it's Chili. So make sure to check that out, guys. And his Twitch and his Twitter. I believe they're all Dang, It's Chili, right?
Mm-hmm. They are indeed.
Yeah. So make sure you guys go check that out. Anyways, guys, thank you for listening.
Wait. Do you have to wrap it up in a British accent? Just for Chili, you know, commemorative sake.
I can't do a British accent.
Yes, you do.
No, I can't.
Pretty sure you've done it once this podcast.
Do it.
I can't.
You have to.
Nope.
We're not ending until you do it.
Oh, we're ending.
The longest podcast ever.
Thanks for watching, guys.
British!
Bye now.